Tornock dropped in and peered at the owl chicks in their barrels, saying,
"Goodness, what handsome chicks. I think they resemble me strongly."
"What a pity,"
a raucous voice called out.
"Shame they don't look more like your missus."
The little owl sniffed pityingly.
"There speaks a beast with all his taste in his mouth."
"Have you decided on names for the little ones yet, Mom?"
the abbess called across to Arocca. Arocca took her beak out of a hazelnut turnover long enough to reply.
"Owls never name their egg chicks. They'll tell us their own names once they're ready to speak."
Tansy gave her a charming nod and a smile. Then pulling her eye face, she turned to Cracklin.
"Oops, excuse me for asking, but what about our badger babe? We're going to need a name for him soon. Any beast come up with a good idea yet?"
Cracklin paused from her rhubarb and maple crumble.
"Do you see the giant hare over there, the one they call Rockjaw? Well, I think he's thought up a name for the little fellow."
At their request, Rockjaw emerged from behind a pair of platters piled high with salad, bread, cheese, cake and pasties and wiped his mouth daintily on the tablecloth hem.
"By icky thump, ma'ams, there's only one thing better than food. More food. Sithy, I've dubbed young little tyke well. He's to be named Rossano."
Captain Twayblade nodded her agreement.
"Aye, 'tis a good strong name. Rossano Dray saved his life, so her name will live on in the Badger. 'Twas clever of old Rock, really. He took Russ's first name and the first two letters of a second. Rossano. I like it. Here's to Rossano."
Every beast raised their drinks to toast the babe's new name.
"Rossano! Good health, long seasons!"
"May he always remember his pretty old nurse, Rockjaw Grang,"
Lieutenant Morio added, then ducked quickly beneath the table as Rockjaw picked up a pie.
"I've never struck a officer with an apple and red currant pie afore, but there's always a first time, Tenant Morio."
Amid the general laughter, Cracklin got up and sang an old Abbey birthing song.
"Oh, here's to the little ones, sunshine on all. As we grow old and small, may they grow tall, not knowing hunger or winter's cold might, fearing no living thing by day or night, strong in the heart and sturdy. Fresh dawn, may joy.